Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I only reckon Fat's going.
Put moron number two on the phone.
He's nearly needs a holiday.
Does he?
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
G'day, Rush Hour family. It's Billy here. We are off work today, just awaiting my COVID test results. Oh, probably another negative result. In the meantime, we've got some golden moments from yours truly and some other flogs. Rabsy, tell the family what they'll hear today.
Well, today, Bill, we go back to the 60-minute story about a man being eaten by a whale, and none of us could really believe it. Plus, we have an idiot file, two jokes from the Rush Hour family. Bernie Vince is going to join us after going full Nuffy at the grand final. But right now, we're going to go back to the 1st of September, or as we know it here at the Rush Hour, Bins Day. And you rocked up to the studio in a very interesting outfit.
Of course, the 1st of September.
There he is!
What is that?
Bins, look at him! Look at him! Where's the camera? Look at old Bins Wallace!
What is that?
1st of September, Jim. The sun's out. Beautiful day, and the guns are out. Have a look at that.
What have you got? He's got, what year?
When we played West Coast, 94.
94 grand final jumper on.
And it fits me.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
That is dead set spray painted on the jumper.
Well, September Brownless. The bins, I drove in today. Bins are out. Bins are out everywhere.
I must admit, in my suburb, Wednesday's bin day, and I was putting the bins out today thinking, how stupid is this? Old fat.
Lawns are mowed, Jim. It's beautiful. And September Brownless is ready to go.
How did you ever fit into that jumper?
I jumped into it. Jill held it and I jumped in it. Don't know how I'm going to get out of it.
No, I don't either.
It's like some of those jeans the girls used to wear back in the day.
So who was, Leon Pickering? Who'd you have playing in that bloody team?
Barron's. Who else do we have?
Couchy,
the great, yes.
The Hocking brothers.
Very good side. Yablett, Yablett.
Just couldn't quite.
That was 94.
That was the fourth one that didn't go well.
That was the third one. And then 95.
Five against Carlton.
And
got belted in that one.
Yablett didn't fire up again. Bloody Gazza. Fair dinkum, Gaz. Come on, mate.
We
had the Melichalises, Spiro.
Oh, you did too?
Yeah, Spiro, Melichalises. Oh, they were the days, Jimmy boy.
Well, we need to officially acknowledge that it is the 1st of September. Come on, fat.
What's wrong with you,
Jim? Well, September Brownless.
And he's at his best. That's when I came good, Jim. That's when I was kicking goals. I could smell the lawn had just been cut. The rubbish bins were out a bit later. And the sun, it was a longer day, and this is when I'm at my best.
Was it?
Tell me when we're back on here.
That's what you found in your career when you were playing, when the bins went out?
Yes.
The longer
days, Jim. What is that about the bins? It's something about the bins. I couldn't remember.
No one knows. We can't tell what it is about the bins. I don't think there's any reference to bins in September, ever. Oh, no.
Can we go with that?
So, Bill.
Was that on air?
That was what you went with.
No.
About September and yourself.
Remember. I can't remember September.
That's what that was. Old September Brantley.
Jim, I'm just having a look at our side. Stephen Hanley. Ken Hinckley on the back.
Kenny Hinckley.
Tim McGrath. Mick Mansfield.
Good players.
Good player. Brewer. Peter Riccardi on the wing.
Couchy.
Adrian Hickmont. David Mensch.
Menchy.
Start on the bench. Mensch. Pickers, Ablett, Lee Tudor.
The judge.
The judge. Lurker. He had that hair like the judge.
Yes.
John Barnes, Bairstow, Hocking, and then Andrew Wills, Paul Brown, Bolbed.
Oh, Bolbed.
And Lee Colbert.
So how come you didn't win?
Well, I don't know. That's a good side, Jim. But then come up.
That's a very good side.
Well, have a look at the back line of the West Coast Eagles. David, who... Hearted.
Yeah. Juve Hart.
Yeah. Yep. Michael Brennan, Ashley McIntosh.
Monkey Brennan, very good player.
McIntosh.
McIntosh.
Then the half back line. Have a listen to this.
Yep.
McKenna.
All star.
Djakovic.
Star.
Worst fault.
Nasty.
Oh, mate, what about that for a
but no wonder he didn't get a kick.
And then the centre line, Matera, oh. Don Pike, Chris Mainwaring.
Unbelievable.
Wilson Ball, Heady. Mm. Chris Lewis, Sumich. Hey,
Brett Heady was a very good player.
Yeah, Heady was all right.
Chris Lewis was a star.
He was a very good player.
And Summer Magic?
Shane Bond in the pocket. Shane Bond. David Hines, Ruckman. Dean Kemp and Tony Evans.
Oh, very good.
Ryan Turnbull, Drew Banfield, and Chris Waterman. So
that's a good side.
That is. Well, that's hence. There was a state side back then. We're just a poor old side from the G Town.
What happened in 94? The tragedy of 94 was that kick after the siren of Ablett's. Because North had a decent record against West Coast. That would have been a much better grand final.
So we couldn't beat West Coast, but North could, North and we could. Beat North.
You could beat North.
How does that work?
I don't know. How does it work? It's actually the 95 jumper. We've said 94 the whole time.
Yeah, you reckon you'd know, wouldn't you, Jim?
Given it's your jumper, you'd probably know.
Well, it's one of the four I lost.
You are trying to get that one. I think more than any of them, that's the one you're trying to blank out of your mind.
Carlton, yeah. Well, that was the fourth one, Jim. First one, we thought, oh, we'll do this again. Yeah. Then 92, 94, West Coast, very good sides. Yeah. And then we come up against Carlton. And you... I took Cooter on.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I did.
And Chris Doo.
I took Chris
Doo.
Who
was built like me.
Yes.
And then suddenly Cooter turned up and Bill crapped himself.
I had the better of Chris Doo on top of him.
You would hope.
The big Greek goddess comes in and grabs me, and that was on. Then Barry Stoneham hit him with his crutch.
He did.
And got fined 10 grand.
He did.
And he wasn't even playing.
He's
walking across the ground at halftime, sucked in, Baz. He's still dirty on that.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best.
All right.
Best teeth in, please.
It's the very best of Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to Carlton Draft. And back in July, Billy wanted to talk about a fascinating story he saw on 60 Minutes. So we just had to play this.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today? Unusual.
My partner Lisa's in the car a lot at this time of night. She says, whenever that comes on, and now, what are we doing? She reckons she nearly drives off the road.
She
actually knows you, Bill, so that's how bad that is.
Very fond of Anthony
Williams. I don't think at all, actually.
Not
at all, actually.
Did she get nice and touchy and feely?
Now,
Jim, last night,
yes.
I watched 60 Minutes last night because of one reason. The whale man. The whale man who got swallowed by a humpback whale, Jim. He was on 60 Minutes. Carl Stefanovic, he interviewed him. Stefanovic.
Oh, no.
He interviewed him,
Jim. One more go. Carl.
Steph. Stefanovic. He interviewed him last night, Jim. He's a humble fisherman. His name is Michael Packard. He's from Cape Cod.
Yes.
And have a listen to a little clip from 60 Minutes.
You know, there are people out there who would say, this is just all made up, this story.
Come and meet me. Shake my hand.
See, that'll do it. That'll do it,
Bill.
Jim. Come and meet me, Jake. Bill. Now, Jim, he was diving for lobsters. He went down and he said he just got hit by something like a freight train. Next minute, he knew he was in the mouth of a whale, Jim, a humpback whale. In the mouth, don't say anything, Jim, because I know you don't believe this. This is true. I like this bloke. And then he was in there for 1 minute in his mouth.
1 minute.
And 1 minute. Oh. He had the tank. He had the tank with him still.
Yeah, right.
Then he thought the whale was going to deep dive, but he went up to the ocean. What do you call up the top
the
there?
Surface.
Surface. And the whale didn't like having him in his mouth. He shook him around and then threw him out, Jim.
Out of the spout. You reckon?
No, not out of the spout.
No.
He'd come out of his mouth again, but he shook him around and threw him away, and then his mate on the boat come and got him and saved him.
Bill.
That is true.
If this happened, I'm Bill Gates. there's holes everywhere through this, Bill. Firstly, if you're diving for lobster, the water's not that deep.
No.
So if he's going to deep
But he's at the bottom. He's at the bottom of the ocean because he's trying. He grabs the lobsters with his hands.
Does he? So he can't be that deep.
Well, it's deep enough for a whale to get in there. A humpback, a humpy. Yeah. What else he got? Because I believe this man.
Do you believe him?
Yeah, I believe Michael.
So the fact that not a person saw it happen.
No, he's made up.
No,
on
no,
the
he didn't see it. His mate didn't see it. Actually, his mates arrived very late in the story.
Actually, his mate didn't see it, but he heard him. He heard him splash. He heard him splash. When the whale threw him out of his mouth, he heard him splash over there, so he went over and fished him out.
Bill, yeah.
The
fact that you thought he'd come out of the spout is as believable as anything he said.
Anyway, I was on 60 Minutes, so it must be true. So well done to you, Michael, and that is a true story.
All right.
Look it up, The Whale Man.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's Steinfeld?
Seinfeld? Seinfeld.
This is the very best of Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to our mates at Carlton Draft. And it's been a few weeks since the D's broke their premiership drought, and we reckon this man might still be celebrating.
Melbourne was on top of the AFL world.
There it is! Melbourne break the drought! 57 years in the waiting!
Now we speak to a man who is instrumental to their success.
Well, I'm kind of a big deal over here.
All the blood, sweat and tears was finally worth it as he stood arm in arm with the team to sing the club song. Please welcome Bernie Vince.
Oh, what an introduction there. That is the best way. I was going to talk about his 100 games for Melbourne, his 2015 best and fairest.
Nothing.
He played a big part in this grand final win, the premiership. Bernie Vince. Before we get into that, though, you had the best seat in the house live at the ground. How great of a game was it from your perspective?
Oh, one of the great games. Obviously, I'm going to say that when the D's get up, but that spectacle, even just the build-up, the week over there, the people, geez, they love their footy over there in the West. And that ground, unbelievable ground. The corporate suites are unbelievable. You feel like you're sitting right on the ground no matter where you are at the ground. The bars, just being a new stadium, the bars are set up perfectly. And, geez, the game, 100 points in 45 minutes, that was an entertaining finish. It could have gone either way. Like, you look back at the scores. If you missed the game, saw the scores, you're like, oh, that would have been a bit of a flop all over sort of half time. But halfway through that third quarter, when the bolt was up and firing, I thought, oh, no, don't get going now. But, geez, didn't they turn it around real quick?
Now, Bernie, fair dinkum. What a nuffy. You are a fair dinkum nuffy. You run a segment on Saturday Rub called Nuffy of the Year, and you are a late inclusion because we're calling you a inserter because you have inserted yourself into the Melbourne Premiership, and you were asked on the Saturday Rub about well, what will you do? And well, I don't know what you're asked. Actually, a trade-off.
Bernard, were Melbourne to greet the judges, what will you do after that?
Well, I'm on the door down there. I've got my name on the door.
Were you teared up like Bill teared up in 2007?
No. I won't be in the bloody race doing the clapping like this and crying.
But you were. You inserted yourself into the team song after the game and you had a microphone, you were half pissed and carrying on like an absolute fool's head.
Hey, Bill, I was working, Bill. I was working, doing a live cross to the chief and Howie, who were doing the call out of Melbourne, and then all of a sudden, the boys came in and, they all came for me and they were thanking me for coming to the club. And I thought, well, bugger it, I'll get a good view of this. I'll get a good mic. I'll get it in here. I'll swing it around. And you're right, I'd had a few, but I drank responsibly. And I got it. Well, that's why you had a perfect vision of the song and great audio of the song, because I was in there and amongst it.
Bern, tell us then about the partying. How much of it did you get to party with the players? And from your perspective, who was best on ground in the after party?
Yeah, I did. I spent the rest of that night into the early hours Saturday night. Then we caught up at the Cottesloe on the Sunday at about lunchtime. And that went pretty late as well the next day. But you could throw in the mix, James Harms, probably three votes for Harmsy. Unbelievable. Ooh, he was on fire.
Good.
Michael Hibbard, Stephen May, and a little smoky that you probably wouldn't have heard too much about off field. Luke Jackson there.
Yeah.
He's got some moves for a big bloke. Very funny, entertainer, takes off some dances, and he's got the moves, Bill. He's not like us. He can actually dance.
Did he have his teeth in or out?
Well, that's the thing. That's what he can add to when he's dancing. He just pops them out a little bit. He pokes his tongue out and takes them out, whacks them back in. So very entertaining. Yeah. And, your mate, Jim. Jeez, wasn't he? Speaking of nuffies, now he's a late charger as well for that segment.
Tell us, what did Jim? We saw him in the rooms with his mate from Morris Jones, but what else did Jim get up to?
Well, I wondered how that bloke from Morris Jones got in the rooms. Maybe it was because he was following Jim.
The hanger-onerous.
Around him. But he was, Jim, he was, wasn't he just strutting around going, my nephew sort of played in it and played pretty well. He was in the rooms after the game. He met up with us after that night. And then on the Sunday, one of the first to arrive, James Brace, you know how he got the thongs on and you know that strut, that slow strut he's got? Yeah, walked in. And don't worry about Goody up on Gorney's shoulders. That right there waiting was Jim. He wanted to get up. We lift him up. Oh. We did lift him up in the end, but he was ready. He wanted to. Don't worry about that.
And, of course, Bernie, you would have made sure with all the cashies that you got in the lead up to the grand final, I'm sure you've declared how much you earned to your wife, Abby, and also to the ATO. Make sure you declare them.
Just wait up one sec. Ab's just there. I'll walk around the corner. Of course, I told Abby about it all. Yeah, and I'll pay my taxes. Don't worry about that.
Very good, Bernie. Hey, appreciate your time, mate. Well done. And you were there to witness history. You enjoyed it, certainly, but you also are an instrumental part of that Melbourne success. When you got to the club, it started to turn the culture. Well done, mates, and thanks for joining us.
Very kind, Joey. Thanks for bringing that up, finally. I was waiting for that question. Come on.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin. I'll write that down too.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
It's the very best or worst of Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to our mates at Carlton Draft. And our favourite segment of all time, and your favourite segment, is when we montage up some of Billy's worst moments. It's called The Idiot File.
I hope they don't think we're taking the mickey out of them, Jim. It's all a bit of fun, isn't it?
Out of who?
That country. That country.
Which country?
GVO, Jim. GVO. Good.
Taking the mickey out of who?
Azerbaijan.
He now thinks if he says it quickly, he can get away with it.
Adam Chera. Here's something else that's happening at Carlton, Jim. Adam Chera's move to Icon Park, Carlton, is reportedly not yet a fait accompli.
A fait accompli.
Yep.
He's called it. A fait accompli.
That's it, Jim. Something that has already happened and cannot be changed or reversed.
A fait accompli.
That's it.
He's tried to go Latin.
A fait accompli. Plus, Boomer star Jock Landale tells us about the Olympics, Jim, and signing on with San Antonio Spurs.
The bins at my joint.
Yeah.
The people, the truck that comes later and later and later.
Oh, see? Later, what did I tell you?
It's almost sort of evening before they come by.
Jim, I told you, stay out later and later.
Bins.
Yes, bins do.
Oh, that's and it, what September.
Do you go for a walk and just see all the freshly cut lawn? Lawn? Jim?
Anyway, Zach Tui.
I say girlfriend, you say wife.
Well, if he's married, it's his wife.
Well, I don't know if he is married. Look that up.
He's 100% married.
All right, then it's his wife, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
Then you come over to the Big Smoke. You come over to Melbourne. You come over to Moonee Valley. And your horse runs at Moonee Valley.
Hey, Rock, have you asked Bill about the European country just to the west of Georgia?
Yeah, how do you say that, Bill?
No, if you say it, I'll say it. Come on, Rob.
Actually, technically to the east of Georgia. Yeah, but go on, Bill. George.
Can you say it first, JB, and then I'll have a crack?
You can't say it.
I want Bill to have the first go. I'll have the second go. Rock has the third go.
Because Rock doesn't know how to say it. Righto, Azerbaijan. There we go.
Azerbaijan.
Oh, that now it's easy for Rock.
Azerbaijan.
Oh, say Rock!
I've got a mate on here. I got old mate Foles. I've known for a long time. We bumped into each other when we were in Tipperary. That's right. And in this little town, there was a funeral, and there was a big funeral procession.
Don't say anything.
A lot of cars lined up for the funeral, Jim. Okay.
The Golden Slam is what?
The Golden Slam is the Aussie, the French, the Wimbledon, the Olympic Games, and the US Open.
What do you ask for?
The Wimbledon.
The Wimbledon.
The Wimbledon, they call it.
And you've got a phobia of confined spaces, yeah? Tell us about that.
Claustrophobic, it's called, Jim. Another audio question, Paulie. Who is this rock band?
Where is... How do you say the town it was found in, by the way?
Oh, they're just a mogul.
What was that?
I think it's Bendigo, Jim. We go with Bendigo. Great Britain, second. That's not a bad effort. Right. United States, then Russia, Netherlands, Ukraine.
Yeah, what about your mob?
Brazil, Australia, Italy, and finishing 10th, Jim.
Yes.
Abidjan. They only got 19 medals, Jim. My friend.
Abidjan.
My friend's in the Arbs.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
This is the very best of Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to Carlton Draft. Don't forget the Carlton Draft 2021 Caulfield Cup Sweep is your chance to win $10,000. Just head to thecarltondraftsweep.com.au to enter. But we've also got slabs of draft to give away just for entering a joke for Bill to read out. All you need to do is head to triplem.com.au. And Bill, we've got two for you to read out today.
End the day with a laugh.
This is Billy's joke.
Enter the Carlton Draft Caulfield Cup Sweep to win up to 10K. Over 18s only.
Well said, Rabsy. Yes, Carlton Draft. Oh, we love it. Mother's milk. Okay, time now for the two top entries for today's joke. This one is from Brendan. What do you call a cow that's got three legs? Lean beef. Beef, yeah. All right, this one's from Andrew. What do you call a caveman or cavewoman's fart? A blast from the past. Actually, I like that one. Well done, Andrew. You've won a slab of Carlton Draft. And you too, Brendan, for your three-legged cow joke. You have also won a slab of Carlton Draft. Yeah, but... bit of some punk bulawa.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50K cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.